Mary, or The Birth of Frankenstein, written by Honor Eichhout, translated by Laura Watkinson, and read by Anna Burnett. This is the hour. Every night she dies, her daughter. She only discovers it in the morning, though she saw her lying there in the night, so quiet, head full of sleep. But she knows it must have happened at this hour, the witching hour, because that is when she always wakes up. Usually it is not for long. She wraps the slipped-off sheet around herself, presses her nose against Percy's warm back. He sighs in his sleep. She drowses off. But sometimes it draws her out of bed. She does not know exactly what it is. She does not want to, and she is tired. She wants to go on sleeping, go on into this night, beyond this hour. But she already knows. She has to feel it. Every minute of this hour must burn against her skin, because this is what she brought into the world. And this is what disappeared so swiftly. The veranda keeps her dry, her overcoat keeps her warm, but not too far away from here, the world is in the process of destroying itself. They have been here 2 weeks now, in Geneva, and ever since they arrived, storms and thunder have performed a frenzied ritual almost every day. Mary loves it when the sheet lightning persists, stretching like a cat and lighting up the skies for seconds at a time, painting it a pale purple, as if it were a canvas, a tent canopy above the earth, making the objects below seem unreal, a story, and yet lending them more meaning. Her bare feet on the veranda, the weeds among the grass, the willow by the water, the Jura rising on the other side of the lake, the boat rocking in a basin of light. In the other direction, up the hill, a faint light is shining at Albion John's. She finds it reassuring. She might wake every night at 3, but at least then Albie is not yet asleep. He is keeping watch, undoubtedly with his gaze on the paper, where his quill dances chaotically, writing into the world what already exists within himself. She turns and rocks on her toes. In the darkness, she could not find her boots. Little William wakes easily, although the thunder does not bother him, and her stepsister, Claire, is finally asleep, and in her own bed too. She looks like a small child, and Percy takes her by the hand like a father. No, not like a father. Definitely not like a father.